Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Welcome. We're so excited that you have joined us for this podcast. Another amazing day in our world. So, you know, we thought we'd talk a little bit about my weak pelvis. Yes,
you have to tell the story.
Okay, here's the story.
That led up to your weak pelvis.
That's right. I just found out I have a weak pelvis. I've been having this pain in my back, my lower back, towards the right, not in the spine, but just towards the back. It turns out it's in the SI joint, the sacroiliac joint. And it turns out that I have a weak pelvis. And
Otherwise known as core.
That's right. And so I went for some treatment. I went to see a neuromuscular specialist, mm-hmm. Doctor of osteopathy, and who did some manipulation on me. And then I decided that I probably would benefit from some physical therapist. Mm-hmm. There's a physical therapist right next to our office who is amazing. Mm-hmm. He does myofascial release, if you're familiar with that. If you're not, amazing stuff that he's doing. And so I decided that it would probably be good to go and get some physical therapy. And I'd actually seen him a few times, and what the stuff that he does just really helps. So mm-hmm. I went to see him. I've gone to him for the last couple Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And basically, when I first went to him 2 Wednesdays ago, I told him, look, I just need you to teach me what I need to do on my own. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to be coming to therapy all the time. Mm-hmm. And all I wanted, when I went to see the doctor, I just wanted to make sure I didn't have something dangerous mm-hmm. or bad. Mm-hmm. And when they said, no, you just have a lax mm-hmm. sacroiliac joint, I was good with that. Mm-hmm. Now I just want to know, what do I need to do
to build it back up?
Mm-hmm. You know, why did this happen? What do I need to do?
Well, how did that happen?
What do you mean?
And so I have a weak pelvis.
Yeah. So he told me that I have a weak pelvis mm-hmm. that I have to build up my core muscles. My core muscles in my pelvis mm-hmm. are not strong. Mm-hmm. They're weak. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what do you mean? What do you mean? I exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm telling him I go to Orange Theory. I work out 3-4 times a week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I eat well. I drink water. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm taking care of myself. What do you mean I have a weak pelvis? Mm-hmm. I should have a very strong pelvis, strong like a bull. You know, he's like, well, he says, it just happens. Mm-hmm. It happens with life, with things that we do. He was explaining to me, I stand up all day long doing procedures, and I possibly may not have the best posture. That's a possibility. Or because of my standing, you know, I'm possibly not holding my muscles the way they should be held. Mm-hmm. So he gave me a series of exercises, and I started doing them.
We had to buy some balls.
A little, like a regular little play ball that mm-hmm. you can buy for $1.99. And then mm-hmm. a really big play ball. Mm-hmm. And he taught me some things that I could do to start building up my core muscles mm-hmm. in my pelvis, in my abdomen. Mm-hmm. And
it's funny watching you do these exercises because you're like, oh my gosh, this is a lot of work. Oh my gosh, I'm tired.
It is. It's getting easier mm-hmm. because I'm doing it every day, and I'm supposed to do it twice a day in the morning and at night. So, you know, it's getting a little bit easier, but it's amazing how in doing these exercises, I have noticed that my muscles are weak. Mm-hmm. My muscles are weak. And when I work out at Orange Theory, I mean, we do core muscle exercises mm-hmm. also. I mean, mm-hmm. we do rowing, we do running, or fast power walking on the treadmills. And then when you're in the weight room, you are doing, you're doing core muscle work at some point mm-hmm. through all of the workout.
It's just not enough focus.
Obviously not enough for me. And so what I was doing over the last few days was trying to just really focus and really study my posture when I'm doing colonoscopies mm-hmm. and endoscopies. What do I do when I'm standing there holding the scope? How do I hold it? Mm-hmm. You know, what are the ergodynamics mm-hmm. of how I'm postured and doing these procedures? And what I realized was that I'm standing there just kind of letting my belly just kind of push in and just be
you're kind of releasing.
Just
you're
releasing.
Kind of letting that whole area kind
yeah,
of push forward.
I'm not like
and relax.
Holding in my tummy. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting it relax because I'm just kind of leaning there mm-hmm. against the gurney. Mm-hmm. And so I can see now
how it happened
over
time.
How it's happened over all these years mm-hmm. of me doing procedures. Mm-hmm. So I have to now be intentional. Okay, because look, I do not want to be crippled mm-hmm. 10 years from now, barely able to walk or to run mm-hmm. or to, you know, be active and hike up a mountain. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm only 50. Mm-hmm. And 10 years from now, I want to still be able to be active and, mm-hmm. you know, 20 years from now mm-hmm. and even 30 years from now. So I told him, I need to know what I need to do to build that up again mm-hmm. and to get me back to where I need to be so that I can get a strong pelvis and that little sacroiliac joint pain will hopefully improve because he says it's developed as a result of my pelvis muscles being weak. My pelvis is kind of off. Mm-hmm.
The way you stand.
The way I stand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he measures my legs and one of them is longer than the other. Mm-hmm. But when I went 2 weeks ago and I went back last week and because I'd been doing the exercises, he said, oh, wow, you've actually already improved. He mm-hmm. measured my legs or compared them to each other.
That's cool. So just 1 week's worth of exercising.
Yeah, that was just 1 week.
Right.
And so I realized that I need to be very intentional mm-hmm. and take the time and make the effort and build this up and watch my posture when I'm doing procedures.
Mm-hmm. Like we were talking about, instead of you pushing forward like you were, like squeezing your glutes and your
right.
abs while you're scoping.
That's right.
To keep that whole area tight and get it firm. And
yeah.
How's that going?
It's great.
Is it good?
Yeah. But you know what? I have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, because you just, that's the thing. When you don't intentionally do things
yeah.
and you do things on accident, you don't realize.
Well, right? And I caught, and several times, a few times, I was like, oops, I haven't mm-hmm. been watching it because mm-hmm. I'm not used to it. And I have right. to really program my brain
right.
And try to be really conscious of it. But, you know, I don't want to be on a pain pill years from now.
Well, that's what I was going to say, right? So here you're saying to him, show me what I need to do to get better
yes.
because I don't want to take medicine,
right?
Right? We're so used to in our society, oh, I have a pain, give me a medicine mm-hmm. and that'll fix it. But unfortunately, the medicine is not fixing anything,
no.
right? And so I think it's a good lesson, you know, to learn for people that the medicine is not what's going to get the body better. It's that intentionality of fixing the problem.
Right. Getting right. to the root cause.
Right.
Getting yeah. to the root cause. And so I, you know, I'm willing to do whatever I need to do to build up those muscles because, you know, I've got to be able to be active. Mm-hmm. I think I'd go crazy, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, like I said, I don't want to have to be dependent on a pain medicine because as I get older, the pain gets worse.
Sure.
I mean, I want to build it up so that I can hopefully get rid of that pain and yeah. have stronger pelvic muscles. But, you know, we see this kind of stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, not specifically this issue, but all sorts of things.
Just ill health in general.
Yeah, ill health and
aches
people.
And pains and...
Yeah, and people right away want a medicine for the pain.
Right.
Or a medicine for, you know, for whatever, and aren't willing to get down to the root cause. And even if they find the root cause, are not willing to stick with it.
Put in the effort,
because right. I'm telling you, it's very easy right now because I'm just starting to develop this habit with these exercises. Mm-hmm. It's very easy for me to forget to do it mm-hmm. because I've got to make it a habit.
Except for the fact that we have a ginormous ball sitting next to the bed
right.
that you really can't even get through without picking it up and moving it. So
that's
you're
exactly
going to actually
right.
have to do these exercises just to get into bed at night.
Yeah, but early in the morning, I wake up very early in the mm-hmm. morning and leave the room and go to the, you know, to mm-hmm. an area where I can do some work and do my meditation. Mm-hmm. And so I scurry on past the ball, right? And because it's early in the morning, right. it's 4 o'clock, and I'm not going to, like, lay in my bed doing it. That's right. And so if I'm not intentional about it, mm-hmm. I will not come back to do them. I'll go straight to take a shower and get ready.
Right.
So you see how I can easily skip.
Right.
Skip doing it. And but you know, it's like that in everything we do.
That's right.
Even in whatever, you know, exercising, right?
Right.
If you don't set aside the time and do it, very easy to not
get
do
done.
It. Because yeah. you can always find
something else,
many things to do in place of that.
Yeah.
You know, practicing my saxophone.
Right.
You know, that's, I mean, everything we do in life, just think about everything.
Just, you know, what we teach, right? Trying to eat healthier.
Being
intentional about eating healthier. That's
yes.
a really hard one for people because we've been eating the way we have been for so long. And if you have to think about what you're going to eat, people don't like that.
Right.
But that's the thing. It's like if we keep doing things on accident, the body is going to fall apart,
mm-hmm.
right? If you want the body to stay strong and healthy, you've got to be intentional. And I even see it in, because we had a good sermon at church this past weekend where they were talking about having intimacy in our relationships, right? Because a lot of us are so on our phones and our iPads and our computers all the time that we've lost touch with people,
right?
So being intentional about being there. When you're there with someone, you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You put the phone down, you put the computer down, and you be there and you care about them, right? Being
right.
intentional with your relationships, right? And that takes effort.
It does.
Right? So if you know, come home to your spouse and you don't give them a hug and a kiss when you come home and say, how was your day, you know, and intentionally do those things, then we drift apart
mm-hmm.
from each other, right? We lose, you know, that sense of intimacy with each other. It doesn't necessarily have to be with a spouse. It could be with your kids or your parents or your friends or your family. It's whoever it is that you're close to.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't be intentional about those relationships and give those relationships time and love and thought, those relationships go away.
That's right. Right?
So that, you know, just being intentional in that and, you know, if you believe in God and you want to live a spiritual life, being intentional about spending time with God every day, that's hard, you know, is taking that time every day. And so there's all these things that we're supposed to be intentional with, right? And it gets a little overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, well, I don't have that much time in the day. You know, I had one woman, like, she kind of made a joke because I was talking to her about this a while back. And I was like, you've got to be intentional. You want to try to eat healthier and exercise and going through the list of everything. And she's like, well, if I was intentional about all those things, I wouldn't have time to do anything else during the day. And I was like, well, what else do you want to do? Well, you know, I want to be able to be on Facebook and watch television. And I looked at her and I'm like, well, maybe those things you could do a little bit less of
mm-hmm.
to be more intentional in your life with things that really matter, you know,
yeah.
like your health and your, you know, the people around you,
right?
So it is something that I think is important for us to be reminded of, you know, is to live with more intention.
Right. That's right.
As opposed to the quick fix.
Yep.
All the time with the pill.
That's right.
Yeah. Which reminds me, actually, I was going to tell you, I had my Women Well check last week.
Oh,
so
right.
I went into the doctor.
Oh,
right?
Yes, yes.
And our doctor got this new TV
mm-hmm.
where it shows the ads,
mm-hmm.
right? And one of the ads, while I was sitting there waiting to be called back.
For ads for like medicine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all medicine ads. It was interesting. The ad came up and it said, if you're on a statin, which is for cholesterol, right? So you have high cholesterol.
Right. Statins is a class of cholesterol
medicines. Cholesterol medicines, right. If you're on a statin and you're on the highest dose of statin possible and it's not helping you lower your cholesterol, you're not alone. And then I'm thinking, okay, what's this thing gonna say? It says, okay, so if this is you, you need this new medicine. And this is what's gonna really help get your cholesterol down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, okay, so how it works is you come off the statin and you go on this. And then it goes on to say, so how this medicine works is that you have to be on the highest dose of statin possible in addition to taking this medicine. And then your cholesterol will come down. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Like, so because the other medicine didn't work, not only do you have to take the highest dose possible, but now you have to take an additional medicine in order for your cholesterol to go down. I'm sitting there going, at what point do people go, maybe this isn't the right strategy? You know, no, we don't. We just go, yeah, give me the highest dose and give me that next pill, you know, and that's going to fix me. It's not going to fix you, okay? Get to the root cause, fix the problem, and let's just get off the statin altogether.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Amen. Amen.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that was crazy. I had to share that because I was just blown away.
Being intentional does take work.
Yes.
It does take work.
But it's worth it.
It is worth it. Yeah. It is absolutely worth it. So just try it. Try being intentional.
Try it
just
out for a couple weeks.
Yeah, pick out one or two things in your life that you know that could use some work and improvement. And you know, for me, it's going to be creating a habit of doing these exercises in the evening and in the morning. Mm-hmm. I mean, and just pick one or two things and decide to be intentional, even if that means you need to write yourself little stickies to remind you. I have to do stickies all the time to remind me, you know, to do something. But be intentional because it does pay off. Mm-hmm. All right. So we will bring this podcast to a close. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.